Well, good morning and a very warm welcome to our St Patrick's Day morning service here at Railway Street Presbyterian Church. And I know we have some visitors with us this morning, and whether you are from England or from Bulgaria or anywhere else that you're visiting, you're very welcome, and we're delighted to have you here in church with us this morning. As this is St Patrick's Day, and after the rugby result yesterday, we're ever hopeful that St Patrick might turn the stone now and we'll get some decent weather. And commiserations to our growing English contingent on yesterday's result. That I won't attempt to speak French, should be safe enough. But, so, we're warm welcome back this morning to Ashley Park. Ashley is a student for the ministry, and I know Ashley's been with us before, and it's great to have Ashley back with us again, and we look forward to what you're going to say to us from God's Word. The crook behind me has nothing to do with the announcements. Ashley will hopefully explain what that is in a moment or two. Our evening service at 6:30 will be conducted by our minister. Michael, as you'll have guessed, is up preaching in First Drumara this morning. And assuming they let him out, he'll be back to take this evening service. We'll do a swap. I'm going up to First Drumara this evening. And Michael will be continuing our series in the book of Micah, looking at the second half of Micah chapter 1. A word of thanks to everyone who was involved in the presbytery service last Sunday evening. It was a great occasion, and I know that a great many folk who were there really enjoyed it and found it very helpful and very interesting. But to all those who were involved in that, thank you very much indeed. BB meet as usual this week on Monday and Tuesday. Prayer Focus meets tomorrow evening between 8 and 9 in the link, and everybody is welcome to come along to that. Nobody's forced to pray out loud if you don't want to, but it'd be great to see as many as can come. Wednesday we have the link up between 10 and 12 as usual, and again, if you're not distracted by this thing called work, then you're very welcome to join us. On Thursday evening we have one of the great highlights of the Railway Street Church year, and that's our GB display. Our GB display will be in our main hall at 6:30 on Thursday evening. Now, I am told there are still a few tickets available, so if you would like one of these, if you could speak either to Linda or to Hilary Milligan before Wednesday evening, that would be great. So Linda's down here, and if you want to give Hilary a ring, and we look forward to the GB display. This is our third annual GB display since our company was founded, and the first two have been brilliant, so we very much look forward to Thursday evening. Full membership classes commence next Sunday in the upper room immediately after the morning service. So if you have expressed an interest in that, please come along and remember to bring a Bible and a pen with you. If you haven't expressed an interest yet and would like to come, then there's plenty of space. Please do come along and say bring a Bible and pen. And if you have tea or coffee and you want to bring that up with you, then that's grand. Now, Easter week is fast approaching, and you'll have seen these flyers for our Easter week holiday club. It will be running from the Tuesday to Good Friday between 6 and 20 past 7 in the evening in our halls for children aged P2 to P7. So the theme is the Great Rescue. So if you are in that age group, please come along. If you have friends in that age group, please bring them with you. And if you know any children in that age group and you'd like to invite them, then please do so. Our Easter services will be on Wednesday evening with Andrew Thompson, on Thursday evening with Andrew Faulkner, and then the Good Friday Communion service. And note there's a change of time for the Good Friday Communion service. In the bulletin it says 7 o'clock, it'll be 7:30. So all three of those services will be 7:30 here in the church, and we'll celebrate Good Friday Communion together, as you can see on the screen. And the theme this year is Words from the Cross. Then we've our congregation's dawn service at 6:30 at the bandstand in Wallace Park. And for all those who can get up at that time, that morning particularly, as this year it's the same day as the clocks change. So I'm not sure who planned that, but there you go. And be followed by breakfast in the link. So if you're available and would like to come to that, then you are more than welcome to do so. Then we have our Easter family service here at 10:30. I've been asked to remind those who are involved or would like to be involved with Ganaway that the Ganaway 24 Leaders application process is still open. If you're not sure how to work that, and it relates to you, if you could speak to Hannah and she will guide you through that. Special word of congratulations to our Boys Brigade Master Team. They flew over to London yesterday for the UK finals and came second out of the whole of the United Kingdom. So that's a tremendous achievement for our Boys Brigade team, and so to Isaac. So to Isaac, Nathaniel, Michael and Caleb, very well done. You've heard the spontaneous round of applause. They'll be flying back, I think, this afternoon from England. But if you want to see pictures, have a look at the church Facebook page or at the First Lisburn VB Facebook page. But they've done incredibly well across the whole of all the country. So very well done to them. Then before I hand over to Ashley, just our services next Sunday at 10:30 will be conducted by Michael, who's preaching again on Romans, and then on Sunday evening we will have another praise time in the link at 6:30. But I think these are all the announcements, and Ashley, very happy to hand over to you.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be back with you again, and there's a lot going on here. That's wonderful to hear. My sermon won't be quite as long as those announcements, but no, it's great. It's great to be back with you. Great to see so much going on, and the place is thriving. Our call to worship today is taken from a prayer of St. Patrick, and your response will be on the screen, and I'll start off. Our God is the God of all, the God of heaven and earth, of the sea and of the rivers, the God of the sun and of the moon and of all the stars, the God of the lofty mountains and of the lowly valleys. Lord, be with us this day, within us to purify us, above us to draw us up, beneath us to sustain us, before us to lead us, behind us to restrain us, around us to protect us. Amen. We're going to worship God in song now. We're going to sing two hymns, Be Thou My Vision and Across the Land. Let's stand and worship God together. Thank you. Let's pray together. You're the author of creation. You're the Lord of everyone. And your cry of love rings out across the lands. Our Father and our God, all honor and glory belongs to you. In the beginning, you created the heavens and the earth. You sustain them now by your providence, and you direct them to your glorious purpose. We know that you did not act alone. Before you created the world, your Son was with you and was like you. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. You created all things through him and for him. He was at your side as your daily delight. We marvel at his divine nature and his creative power. Every blade of grass bears his imprint. Every work of human genius testifies to his glorious greatness. We have come to know, Lord, that we can see your glory in his face. So in his name we come, and in his spirit we lift up our praises to you. Lord, we believe that Jesus is the true light that enlightens every person, the one and only sacrifice for our sins, the resurrection and the life, the ruler over all things, the sanctifier and sustainer of the church, the warrior king, and the coming bridegroom. Lord, we sadly acknowledge that many people ignore and resist the knowledge of your saving grace in Christ and refuse to come to him that they might find forgiveness and eternal life. It was that way when he walked on the earth, and it's still the same today. Lord, we are sorry for when we are among that number, for when we are slow to believe, slow to respond, slow to pray, slow to turn to you, and slow to thank you for all you do for us. We thank you now for your promise that to each person who receives Jesus Christ and believes in his name, you give the right to become your child. We thank you for this blessed hope that we have in Jesus, as we turn now to pray the words that he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Any boys and girls with us this morning who'd like to come and join me at the front? We'll have a wee chat. That'd be great. Good to see you all. There's more coming. Love that. There's someone ready for the United Liverpool match later today. I don't think I'm quite ready for it, unfortunately, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it goes well. I have a couple of things here for us. And I need some help. Who would like to help me? Do you want to come on up? Need you to hold this? Good job. And I have a hat for you. Can you pop that on? And I have a sheep for you. Can you turn around and so as everyone can see you? This is our shepherd, okay? Okay, now shepherd, I want you to go and stand in the pulpit. Is that all right? Do you want me to show you how, where it is? Around this way? And up these stairs. Careful on the stairs. Great. Can you all see our shepherd? Yeah? Good job. Now, you wait there, okay? Don't fall down the stairs. Great. Okay. Now, somebody else. I need someone else. Yeah, you can come on ahead. I need you to take this for me. And this. Okay? Now, tell you what, you hold this with your two hands, and we'll put this here. Perfect. And what I want you to do is I want you to go out this door, and I want you to leave this snake out there, and I want you to come back in that door, okay? Can you do that for me? Go. Good job. Okay, I need somebody else to come up and help me. You're pointing at each other. You can come on and help me. Yeah, come on. No? Do you want to come on? No? I'm not that scary, am I? Okay, well, perfect. That's fantastic. Well done. You stand here for me with your steering wheel and face everybody. Well, whenever this happens a lot to me, actually, so I have to pick somebody from out here then. And because I know her name, Hannah, can you come up and join me, please? You were maybe right to say no, actually. You pop this on for me? I think it's really your color. There's your pot of gold. You can keep those. See, you guys would have got sweets. Come on. How are we doing up there? Yeah, you okay, Shepherd? Good. Good job. Okay, well, today we're celebrating a very special day. Does anybody know what day we're celebrating today? St. Patrick's Day. Brilliant. I'm sure you probably didn't know that until I did all this stuff. So a couple of things about St. Patrick, right? As we know, St. Patrick was a shepherd, right? And he went up a mountain called Slemish. So if you guys know, has anybody ever been to the North Coast? Some of you have been to the North Coast. You'll have passed Slemish, okay? As you're going up the motorway, it's over there on your right. It's got a big flat top on it. That's where Patrick hung out. So you're up Slemish, okay? That's what you're doing, looking after your sheep. Do that. Another thing St. Patrick did, right, was St. Patrick
just like what you did, he drove all the snakes out of Ireland, okay? So just like you were driving your snake and you left your snake there and you came back, right? He drove all the snakes out of Ireland. That's why there's no snakes anymore. And obviously what St. Patrick did as well, and this is why you see all these leprechauns hanging about all the time. They're everywhere. He dressed in green with his fancy top hat and his pot of gold. He was a little leprechaun, right? Yeah. I don't know if these things are what St. Patrick did. I mean, he might have. I wasn't there. But I don't think he had a car back then. I don't think he dressed like that. I mean, he might have dressed like that. I don't know if he went up Slemish or not. I'm not sure. I need one more helper. No? Nicola, come on. I don't know if St. Patrick did any of these things, but I know that he did this. He took his Bible, and he read his Bible, and he told people all about Jesus. That's what St. Patrick did. That's why we celebrate him, is because he came here and he told people all about Jesus, all the good things that Jesus has done for us, all the wonderful things that we're going to celebrate in a couple of weeks' time at Easter time, whenever Jesus died for us and rose again and took our sins away. That's what St. Patrick did. I don't know if he did this other stuff. He might have. But I do know that he did this, and I'm so thankful that he did. That he shared the love of Jesus with the people around him. So what I want to say to you guys is, be like St. Patrick. You don't need to climb a mountain. You don't need to play with snakes. You don't need to wear green all the time. But tell people about Jesus. Tell people about the amazing things that he's done for each and every one of us. It's coming up to Easter. It's a really good time to tell people about Jesus because we're going to be hearing about him a lot. So over the next couple of weeks, try and find somebody to tell about Jesus. Maybe it's a friend in school. Maybe it's somebody on a sports team. Maybe it's someone at home. Find somebody to tell about Jesus and the amazing things that he's done for us. Thank you so much, guys. Give them a round of applause there. Thank you. Ah, you're down. Good job. Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. You can take a seat. That's great. We're going to sing again just now. We're going to sing another two songs, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, and Living Hope. And during the second song, we're going to lift our offering, and you guys can go out to Kids Church and to Junior Youth as well during the second song, okay? So let's stand and praise God together. Father God, we thank you for these gifts, for these offerings, and Lord, we pray that you may use them for the advancement of your kingdom here in Railway Street and beyond here. Lord God, we thank you that you want us to bring to you our prayer requests, and so that we lay them down before you now. For our world, we pray for the war in Gaza and Israel, in the places where your son walked, Lord, as statistics and stories of death continue to fill our media, we continue to pray for a resolution in these nations. And we pray the same for other conflicts across your world. We thank you for those on the ground who are helping in whatever small way they can. And we pray that aid may be delivered unimpeded to those places. Lord, for this land, for this nation, on a day of potential division in our community, which at times has encouraged disruption and destruction, we pray for peace and unity. May people celebrate in a safe way, maintaining order. We pray for your continued healing of this land. Lord, for this congregation, you know the many needs that each one of us has. even when we don't know them ourselves. Lord, we lift those needs up to you now. For people struggling with illness or bereavement, may the God of all comfort draw them close. For those who are struggling financially, Lord, give them grace and guidance needed to best prioritize their spending. Lord, for those struggling with loneliness, may we as a church take up our role as family and support them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear the prayers of your children, and we lift them to you now in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, as we turn now to your word, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was younger, maybe some of you have experienced this as well, I maybe didn't always behave in the way I should have. I told you a little bit about that a couple of weeks ago whenever I was here. But maybe that was at home or at school. And I'd do something wrong. And I'd expect to be in trouble for it, and rightly so. But then it comes to it, and you expect to get told off, and you get the line that is worse than any telling off. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. I want you to think for a moment of a time when you have been let down. Let down by someone close to you. Has that happened to you? I know it's happened to me. How has that made you feel? Maybe it's a friend who said that they would be there for you in that particular time of need, but then when it comes to it, they're nowhere to be found. Maybe it's a family member who's done something to hurt you, maybe intentionally, maybe not. Or maybe it's just someone in society who we're supposed to trust, maybe a doctor or a police officer or someone like that. Maybe it's even someone at church, here or elsewhere. How did you feel? Disappointed? Angry? Confused? Hurt? There's a family who we're going to think about today who felt all of those things when they were let down by their friend. I'm going to read just now from John chapter 11. And it's on page 1077 of your pew Bibles if you want to follow along. Just to give you a heads up, it's a long one, so settle in. John 11, 1 to 37, and it says this. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago, the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you're going to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and he is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" And we'll pause there for now. So this family, we know, are close friends of Jesus. And they are the ones who are let down. Who by? By Jesus. One of them, Lazarus, gets sick, and his sisters send word to Jesus to come and to intervene for their brother. And so what does Jesus do? He just continues about his business. He initially does nothing. Nothing to help, nothing to intervene. He does nothing for his friend. He stays where he is for 2 more days, and then he decides, okay, it's time to go back. Let's go and see Lazarus. Martha hears that Jesus is coming, and she goes out to meet him. And she says, "If only you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." She knows Jesus. She knows his power. She knows that he can do incredible things. But he didn't. If only he'd been there, Lazarus would still be alive. Martha is in so much pain, and she's so disappointed in her friend Jesus. And yet, she has faith. She says, "Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you." Now, she doesn't expect what happens next to happen. I imagine she doesn't even know what she's asking Jesus for. But she's showing him that despite all of this, despite the disappointment, she still trusts him. Because she knows him. She knows his character, and she knows that he loves her and that he loves her family. Jesus looks at her and says, "Your brother will rise again." And she says, "Okay, I get that. I know he's going to go to heaven, but that doesn't help me right now. I'm hurting." And Jesus responds, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me is going to live, and whoever believes in me will never die." Again, Martha has heard this teaching before, and she assumes that he's talking about heaven. So it doesn't really make that much of a difference to her at that moment. Mary, Martha's sister, then comes out to see Jesus. And she's weeping, she's broken, she falls at Jesus' feet. She says what Martha had said before, "If only you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." And it's not just Mary and Martha who are thinking this. Jesus has just healed a blind man. And so the crowds are there and they're thinking, how come Jesus didn't do anything here? He's just healed that blind man. I thought he loved Lazarus. Why didn't he do something? Now, just a little aside, this is the passage where we find that famous shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35, Jesus wept. Maybe one of the most relatable moments in Jesus' ministry. His friend was dead. He saw the pain that Mary and Martha were in, and he wept. But more than that, he saw how broken the world was, and he was reminded what he would have to do to save them. What happens next is remarkable. Let's read together, verse 38 to 44. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Jesus goes to the tomb. He tells them to open it. But Martha protests. She says, "No, Jesus, it's going to stink. He's been in there for 4 days already." And Jesus says, "I told you that if you believe in me, you're going to see the glory of God." And so he prays, and then he invites Lazarus, "Come out." If you're Mary or Martha or anyone standing there, what are you thinking in that moment? If it were me, I'd be thinking, you know, I've seen Jesus do some amazing things up until now, but, you know, he's really lost it this time. Because this stuff doesn't happen. And yet, with Jesus, it does. because Lazarus, who has been dead for 4 days, gets up and walks out in full view of everyone. Wow. Now, we don't really know what happens next. We see that because of this, many people believe in Jesus, and that we see that because of this, the Jewish leaders wanted to kill Jesus even more, but we don't see the conversation between the Lazarus family and Jesus. We don't know what they're thinking after this, what would be said around the dinner table that night. We don't know. But Mary and Martha, and even Lazarus, and anybody watching on, they learned a lot that day. One of the things that they learned is that Jesus never lets us down. We can always trust him. Sometimes he might come through in a way that we didn't expect, but he will always come through. There's no way when Martha and Mary said to Jesus, "If only you'd been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died." There's no way that they would have thought that they would see their brother again in the flesh just a few moments later. Sometimes we might experience pain that we don't understand, that we're not able to explain. In times like that, it's hard, but we can trust that Jesus knows what he's doing, that he is in control, and that he will always do what is best for his children. How can we trust that? Because he is the resurrection and the life. He restored hope to Mary and Martha and everyone else who is watching when he did something really unexpected, when he raised Lazarus from the dead. That's great for them. But what about us? We're in the middle of Lent, just a couple of weeks until Easter, when we see once more that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. But this time it meant so much more. Because this time it wasn't just his friend who he gave life to. It was all of us. When Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, and when he was resurrected on Easter Sunday, he gave life to each and every one of us, his children. And what that means is, if we trust him, if we follow him, the resurrection and the life is what we will have. Whoever believes in him will live. They will never die. In the previous chapter, Jesus says in John 10:10, "I've come that they may have life and life to the full." Jesus promises life. Life with him forever. And just like he did for Lazarus, he invites us all to come out. Out of death, and to follow him into life. So the question is, will you accept his invitation? Will you accept the invitation to come out? Because if you do, you'll be raised up with Jesus and have life to the full with him forever. It doesn't mean that things will always go the way we think they will. It doesn't mean that life here will always be easy. But what it means is that we can know and we can trust that no matter what life throws at us, Jesus will never let us down. He loves us too much for that. And he invites us, like Lazarus, to come out. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we thank you for what you did at Easter. We thank you that because of that, we can live with you forever. And Lord, we pray that you help each one of us to do that. Help us to accept your invitation out of death and into life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to close our time together just now by singing together the words of In Christ Alone. Let's stand and praise God together. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.